Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Thursday, June 5th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I hope you all had a glorious Wednesday and are preparing for a glorious Thursday, only one day away from the weekend. Man, feels like summer outside, feels good, feels like a great go down the shore weekend. I won't be going down the shore, but for those that can, feel like it's a great weekend to be doing that. But let's get into all the Eagle stuff we have to talk about today. Today's a very classic day where I was thinking in the morning about, you know, obviously recording the pod for Thursday morning. And there was like, what are we going to talk about? And now I have so much stuff, you know, we're gonna have a few things to get to. So let's start with a piece of news that came out, but we have not yet discussed on the daily pod or on the pod in general, which is we finally know the Bryce Huff compensation in the trade that sent him to the San Francisco 49ers. So as you all know, when the trade was announced, it was announced as a mid-round pick. And I mean, the trade was announced Friday, and you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday-ish, like, that's all we knew, that was a mid-round pick. But now we know what the pick is, what the trade is. So on the Wire report, like the NFL Wire, it is listed as a 2026 conditional fifth-round pick. But we know that that pick now, according to multiple reports, could turn into a fourth-round pick with conditions tied to Huff's performance. So we don't know what those conditions are yet. You would imagine that'll either be snap or sack related. Be pretty funny if it was hurry related, since that's kind of a subjective stat. But regardless, it won't be. We know now that the Eagles could end up getting as much as a fourth round pick, but at the very least, we'll be getting a fifth round pick in 2026 for Bryce Huff. So what's the takeaway from there? One takeaway is, and I saw a lot of this online, is like, you know, Howie did it again, Howie's a magician, Howie's season, and all those things might be true about Howie. He's fantastic at trading. He is awesome at getting value out of assets on his roster. He's really good at staying informed. My takeaway from this is a lot of people were saying, well, how could they possibly get this for Bryce Huff? That's because Bryce Huff is viewed differently around the league than he is viewed by Vic Fangio and Eagles fans. Like, this time last year, Bryce Huff had just come off of being the top edge free agent that there was, or at least one of them, right? Getting more guaranteed money than Saquon Barkley, having a lot of teams interested in signing him, and he picked the Eagles, and that did not work out for either side. Bryce got here, and I don't think was super happy about how he was used, and the Eagles, I don't think, and I by the Eagles, I mean Vic Fangio, thought he could do what they wanted him to do, so it was just never a fit. But on other teams, that's not the case. Vic Fangio is the defensive coordinator of the Eagles. He is not the defensive coordinator of the 31 other teams. So you see Robert Saleh with the San Francisco 49ers, their defensive coordinator, obviously still thinks high of Bryce Huff. And the reality is the Eagles would not have gotten what they got if there weren't other teams interested. I'm not saying there was a ton of teams interested, but if no one had interest in Bryce Huff besides the 49ers, they wouldn't have got this compensation. They probably would have had to end up potentially releasing him or bring him into training camp and hope that another team has interest. So we will see what happens with Bryce Huff, how he plays next year. Obviously, at this point, tracking his performance will be important for the Eagles. And shout out Jimmy Kempsky of Philly Voice. He does an awesome job with these trackers. He's done, I think it was Sam Bradford, Carson Wentz, the Hassan Reddick tracker, which proved to not really have many stats. But regardless, he did it. And I'm sure following along with how Bryce Huff does in San Francisco will be a fun thing to keep an eye on for the Eagles. Potentially fun, unless he's playing really well and the edge rushers are struggling, then it won't be as fun of a topic for fans to talk about. But regardless, we now know that the Eagles could get another fourth round pick in 2026. At the very least, it'll be a fifth. And I think they have 13 draft picks at this point. So they are well equipped to go out and make really any type of trade they want. They can make a massive trade, you know, with the first, the second, they'll still have a ton of picks. Or they can go out and make multiple trades, giving away, you know, maybe a fourth, a fifth, and going out and getting players that could help them in 2025 if they see holes on the roster when they get to training camp. So that for now brings an end to the Bryce Huff trade talk, although I would imagine those conditions come out somewhat soon. And when they do, we'll certainly update you on the Daily Go Birds podcast. So next up, this is kind of related to Bryce Huff, but I wanted to give credit to my guy, Zach Berman of PHLY, does an unbelievable job covering the team, the president of the Eagles beat writers. And since the Eagles are the best beat in the NFL, being the president of that beat carries a little something more. So shout out to Zach Berman. But I saw this, and this is via Bleeding Green Nation. Shout out to Bleeding Green Nation. All types of shout outs on the pod. We're lucky in Philadelphia to have a lot of really great media members that cover the team. And the three I just mentioned, some of my favorites, if not my top three favorites. I certainly have a lot I enjoy. But Kemsky, Zach Berman, Brandon Lee Goutwin, like, been doing it for forever. Legends on the beat. So I saw on Bleeding Green Nation, they quoted a Zach Berman piece here on PHLY. And Zach is definitely somebody, when he says something, like, I listen for sure. I think Zach is very smart. I think he's very informed. I think you should all be taking what he says seriously. So he writes in the article about Bryce Huff, quote, "I don't think the Eagles are finished at this spot. There are potential ring-chasing veterans available, such as Za'Darius Smith and Von Miller. Could the Eagles try to pull off a high-profile trade for Trevon Walker? I don't think the Eagles are finished," end quote. So, you know, here on Go Birds and on my Twitter, we've talked about they're going to probably sign a veteran. Like, I would almost guarantee they're going to bring in a veteran. They had interest in veterans prior to free agency at the edge rusher position. Didn't end up happening, but they had interest in guys. We've talked about Za'Darius Smith and Von Miller on this pod. So I agree with Zach on those names. It's definitely two names to keep an eye on. The Trevon Walker trade is one we talked about on this pod a few months ago, and Zach bringing it up is noteworthy to me. So Trevon Walker, for maybe those that don't know, former first overall pick from Georgia, edge rusher for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I think he's kind of been under the radar in Jacksonville. Jacksonville has been not great. I think a lot of the attention for theirs, as most teams, you know, the quarterback, head coach. And Trevon Walker has quietly put together a really, really nice career over the past two seasons. So over the last two seasons, 20 and a half sacks combined. He's played all 34 games. That's a key thing to see when making a trade. He was 22nd in total pressures last season, 24th in 2023. And this, even though we talked about him a few months ago, I forgot this, only 24 years old and not 25 until December. So, like, youth very much on his side. So he checks all the boxes. Edge rusher, proven sack getter, still young, obviously a former Georgia Bulldog, checks the draft pedigree, where first overall pick, you know the Eagles would love that. And financially, he's very acquirable. Maybe that's not obtainable. His salary is not an issue. He's only going to make $1.1 million next year in a base salary. That's all the Eagles would pick up in a trade. Now, the Eagles, or I should say the Jaguars, did pick up the fifth-year option for Trevon Walker. So $14.75 million on the books in 2026. But you combine that, and my guess is if the Eagles acquired him, they would, you know, move some money around. But regardless, you acquire essentially roughly $16.5 million in in salary for the next two seasons. For 20 and a half sacks, that's a steal. Why are the Jaguars not picking up it? Why have the Jaguars not extended him? Great question. It's silly, in my opinion. They should pay him. Now, you know, the flip side of that would be they're not really going to compete, but they do have a quarterback they think's the guy, and an edge rusher is a super important position. So regardless, new GM there, haven't signed him to a new contract, checks all the boxes for the Eagles. I do think he is absolutely a name to keep an eye on, and you know, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, but the Eagles get to training camp. They don't like what they're seeing from the edges. Maybe Josh Uche isn't looking how they had hoped. Maybe Aziz Ojulari is not looking how they hoped. Maybe Jalix Hunt is not having the camp that they wanted, right? I think the Eagles are going to make a move there. Now, Trevon Walker does not qualify, in my opinion, as like a veteran leader type guy, but he does qualify as a major shakeup at the position that gives you somebody to count on that you didn't have before. So again, like we said on the pod, I do think Von Miller, Za'Darius Smith, Jadeveon Clowney, like there are veteran guys out there that would have interest in coming to Philadelphia. But in terms of trading, Trevon Walker makes so much sense for the Eagles. And you do wonder if that 2026 first round pick might be worth trading it for the Eagles. They project it to be a late pick. They would be acquiring somebody that is on a somewhat cost control contract for at least one more year. They probably still have to pay him, but at his age, it's essentially, I mean, I think he's played 4 years in the NFL and he's only 24 years old. So I think Trevon Walker makes a ton of sense for the Eagles and definitely a name to keep an eye on. And like I said, Zach Berman's definitely somebody, when he says something, I think you guys should listen. So a name we will be monitoring here on the Go Birds podcast. Next up, so speaking of podcasts, the Green Light podcast by Chris Long, Eagles Super Bowl champion. Awesome podcast, does a great job. He was in Philly, Chris Long was, for the Saquon Madden release essentially party, which was at Geno's in South Philly. And he had Saquon on the pod. And on the pod, Saquon talked about, like, which is crazy to say right now, but like retirement, right? Like how much longer do you think he'll play? So here's what Saquon had to say about like when he'll know to hang it up.
So fast forward to however long you want to play. You're one of the best ever, maybe the best ever. Do you want to be like an Aaron Donald where AD says, hey, I want to get out of here playing at the highest level. I want to leave a little early. Or do you imagine yourself as one of these guys that wants to do it until the wheels fall off?
That's a great question. I'll probably be one of those guys that it'd be out of nowhere. Like, I'll probably just wake up one day, whether it's next year or 2 years or 4 years, like, and just be like, yeah, it's over. I don't think I will ever lose that passion. The competitive nature is always going to be there, but you know, I like probably my favorite player of all time is Barry Sanders. So probably similar to that. Maybe one day, like, it'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably be balling and just be like, yeah, call it quits.
So I think it's safe to say he's not going to be doing that anytime soon. I don't think you're going to see Saquon retire before like 2028. But it was funny when I was listening to that prior, like while I was listening, so I hadn't finished the clip. I thought to myself, Saquon, big history guy, big Barry Sanders guy. It would not shock me at all if that's why he's saying that type of thing. And then as you can hear, he brings up Barry Sanders in there. So I'm playing this clip not to be like, oh, Saquon might retire, because I think that's still a ways away. I think he would probably tell you he's at least expecting to play 3 or 4 more years. But the reason it kind of hit home with me is because we've been spending time over the past 2 days or so on WIP, on the pod, on the, you know, with James, talking about how they should use Saquon. And to me, this is why you just use Saquon as much as you can. Because in there, I think Saquon is essentially saying he knows he's great right now. And when he's not great, you're not going to see him linger around. You're not going to see him be like a second and third string running back. Like, he will just retire when he feels he can't do it anymore. But right now, Saquon can definitely still do it. And Saquon is definitely the best running back in the NFL, arguably the best player in the NFL. And I think almost without question, if you take away positional importance, like probably the most skilled offensive player, you know, you could argue obviously Mahomes, Justin Jefferson, a lot of good players. But just in terms of offensive impact, man, again, removing positional importance, like Saquon's the top of the game right now. And that won't always be the case. Like we are living in a golden era of Saquon. Like, this is the peak of his career, in my opinion. So you've got to get the best out of him when he can. And frankly, like, you owe that to Saquon a little bit. I think sometimes there's this argument of you're doing what's right by Saquon by not running him into the ground. And I get that. But the other part of that is, when Saquon's at his best, like, this is his chance to rack up numbers. This is his chance to do something back-to-back seasons maybe no other running back's ever done. If Saquon has 2,000-plus yards again and gets 4,000 yards in the regular season in 2 years, like, that is Hall of Fame stuff. I don't know if stat compiling will get Saquon in, right? Like, I think what gets Saquon in is specialness, is, like, his talent. And, like, when I say stat compiling, I mean more getting him 800 yards in 2028, I don't think is going to be the difference. But if Saquon goes on a 2 to 3 year stretch, including last year, of being the best running back in the NFL, and the talent is obviously there, that is what gets him into the Hall of Fame, in my opinion. So when Saquon kind of speaks there about the idea that, like, he knows one day he won't have it and he'll just retire, it just emphasizes to me the importance of getting the most out of Saquon while you can. And maybe it's not the best thing for his career to slow him down in 2025. Maybe the best thing for his career is to just to run him as much as he can and let him be at his best while he is still at his best. So on the other side, we're going to get into, actually, the offensive skill player of it all, as it was an interesting article in ESPN kind of pointing out the disparity between the Eagles offense and the Eagles defense in terms of cash spent. But I do think it misses the point a little bit on how the Eagles value different sides of the ball. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So ESPN.com recently published an article in which they went over, like, different things for each team. And as part of going through the Eagles, they actually, the main lead was kind of the Eagles are most likely to create jealousy amongst other teams. And that's probably true. Right now, the Eagles have a loaded roster. They just won the Tush Push thing. They have the Super Bowl. They're in a major market. They have the Madden cover. Like, it's a good time to be the Eagles brand. It's a good offseason to be Jeffrey Lurie and to be associated with the Eagles. But as part of this story, which I believe was Bill Barnwell, they talked about the disparity in the Eagles' offense versus the Eagles' defense and what they spend. So here's what Bill Barnwell had to write. Quote, the Eagles rank 31st in cash spending on defenders for the 2025 season, with just over $100 million in actual money going out. They might roll out a week one starting lineup with 10 defensive players on rookie deals and linebacker Zach Bond as the lone veteran making significant money, end quote. So that's pretty crazy when you think about it, right? You look at the defensive line, let's just do the four starters, Nolan, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Jalix Hunt, all on rookie deals. The linebackers, he talked about Zach Bond, but that linebacker next to him was almost definitely going to be on a rookie deal. Trotter, Nakobe, Smile Monton, like, that's going to be a rookie. And then the secondary, Quinyon Cooper, obviously rookie deals. Reed Blankenship, I believe still on his rookie deal. If not, he's like on a very low cost deal. I do think actually maybe it's his fifth year, but regardless, you know, Reed, super cheap. And then the safety next to Reed, Sidney Brown, Andrew Mukuba. Like, so as of right now, he's right. Bill Barnwell's right. When you look at what they spend on defense, there is not a lot of high profile money put into that. Then, as Bill Barnwell points out, quote, Roseman is set to spend a whopping $217.3 million on the offensive side of the ball in 2025. That's $30 million more than any other team, end quote. So you look there, $217 million on offense and only just over $100 million on defense. So over twice as much on offense in cash than defense. And you think about some of the moves they made this offseason to save cash. They traded Chauncey to save cash. They let Josh Sweat and Milton Williams walk to save cash. They didn't match like a pretty low offer for Isaiah Rodgers to save cash. So the defensive side of the ball has definitely taken a hit from a financial standpoint. So I think you could look at this and say the Eagles value the offensive side of the ball way more. And I don't actually think that's wrong. I do think they value the offensive side of the ball more. They value the offensive line. They value the quarterback. I think right now Saquon's a unique situation. I don't think when Saquon is gone or no longer Saquon, you'll see them spend big money on another running back. I think that he's unique, but they've paid AJ, they paid Devontae. I mean, even giving up that third for Jahan Dotson's a pretty big investment. But here's where I personally think the article misses the mark a little bit and over-exaggerates maybe how little the Eagles care about defense as opposed to offense. Because I think if I told you a team had 10 players on rookie deals on one side of the ball and then one other side they're spending over $200 million, you'd be like, well, they clearly value the other side way more. But I think when it comes to like assets for a team, draft picks are bigger assets than cap space and cash. In cash, you could debate, but like cap space and spending money, that is like you can just keep doing that. I'm not saying they can spend as much as they want, but like the cash on the cash is just how much is Lurie is willing to spend, and then the cap is how much they can fit under it. So like they can give a lot of money to a player, and all it really is cash output. And props to Lurie for spending it, but that's not like a finite asset, if that makes sense. There's obviously some limit to it, but it's not the same as draft picks. Like the Eagles draft picks are controlled by an entity outside the Novacare. The cash they can spend is controlled by them. So when they have a first round pick, that is like the Eagles hopefully will never pick this high again, but like the Sixers right now have the third overall pick. That is far more valuable than cap space to them. Having a cost controlled guy on a rookie deal that's a premium player, like that is a high level asset. So when the Eagles are making their picks in the first three rounds, I think the fourth round and on is when you get to less valuable. But first three rounds, like those are valuable picks that are supposed to contribute that you need to hit on. And you look at where they have spent those valuable picks. Like though, I think draft picks are the biggest asset they have. 2025, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 were all defensive players. Jahad Campbell, Andrew Mukuba, Ty Robinson, Mac McWilliams, Smile Mondon. First five picks, all defensive guys. But obviously, as part of that, the first three rounds, all defensive guys. 2024, Quinion, Cooper DeJean, Jalix Hunt, first three rounds, all defensive guys. So the last six picks in the first three rounds that they've had over the past 2 years, all defense. 2023, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, two first round picks, both on defense. Tyler Steens in the second round, and then Sidney Brown, one pick later in the third round, defense. Keely Ringo, third round, defense. So 2025, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, defense. 2024, first, second, third, defense. 2023, first round, third round, third round, defense. 2022, they take Jordan Davis at number 13. They acquire A.J. Brown using a first-round pick. That counts. Use a first-round pick on offense. And then their third-round pick, N'Kobe Dean, also on the defensive side of the ball. 2021, they start offense. Devontae Landon Dickerson, but then they take Milton Williams. So what does this all add up to? Of a possible 19 picks since 2025. I believe I got that right. Since 2021. So the last five drafts, I believe they've had a possible 19 picks in the first three rounds. So obviously one pick each round times 5 years is 15, and they've had extra picks. So of a possible 19 picks, 15 have been on defensive players. 15 of 19 on defensive players. So that is a part of the reason so much of the cash spending is out of whack right now. And next year, I think you'll see that evened out because they will pay Jalen Carter. They will pay Nolan Smith. And I talked to Spike about this on air, and his point, which I think is a fair one, is that you're going to have to see them take money off the offensive side of the ball when it goes to the defensive side of the ball. I just don't think you're going to see that happen. I think they're saving money now, so it goes to the defensive side of the ball in 2026 when they pay these guys. And that's why they have like over $30 million in cap space, because they're expecting to spend a lot on the guys they already have. So the other part of this too, now to talk about what me and Spike talked about, is like, let's look on the offensive side of the ball. Saquon's not going anywhere. Jalen's not going anywhere. Offensive line, Mailata, Lane, Cam, Landon, not going anywhere. Tyler Steen, a sneaky candidate for a new deal, by the way, if he plays well this year. So that's a potential spend. So Jalen, Saquon, four of the offensive linemen, that's six of the 11 players on offense, definitely not going anywhere. I don't think Devontae's going anywhere. We talk so much about trading AJ. They drafted Devontae. I think Devontae stays. The only player that you could potentially see go, and I think Goddard certainly could go, but since he's on a one-year deal, I'm not going to include him as like a cash-cutting thing, is AJ. And I just don't think they're going to trade AJ. Like, would I put it at 0%? No. Would I put it at 25%? No. Would I put it probably around 5 to 10%? I think that's where I would be at. Like, we'll see how the year goes. A lot can change in a year, obviously. They love AJ in that building. Like, Nick loves AJ. His teammates love AJ. Devontae loves AJ. So like, moving on from AJ is no small deal. He's a big part of the team, big part of the personality of that team. So when you look at like the difference between the offense and defense, I think because of all the draft capital they spent, they've actually spent like in some ways more valuable picks on the defense over the last few years. And I think next year is when you'll see the cash start to even out. But I still think they'll be able to hold on to a lot of the key offensive guys just because they're all under contract. They've already spent a large portion of the cash that they got in signing bonuses. I just don't see this team having to overhaul or make major changes to the offense because of the guys on defense they're going to pay. I think it's a fair point by Spike. Like it's a smart point in that it's, you know, you would think that would be the outcome of that. I just don't think that's going to end up happening. But regardless, this idea the Eagles invest way more in the offense than the defense, I just don't think it's true, because I think draft picks are the biggest commodity a team has. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Thank you guys for spending just a little bit of your Thursday with me. Truly is an honor that you guys spend time listening to me talk about the Eagles. And I love talking about the Eagles with you. So make sure you call in to Go Birds Radio on Saturday. Want to hear about whatever's on your mind for the Eagles. When it's off season, we just talk about whatever we want. And it's awesome to get to talk about the Eagles with you. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.